The title of my message is that God remembers. God remembers. God does not forget. I remember a story. In fact, it's a true story that happened to me. When we got married in 1984, our marriage officer never arrived. And we thought that he had forgotten us, but only to realize that he was not reminded. So the person who was the organizer of our wedding forgot to remind him that the wedding was still on. So he never arrived. And so you may ask me then, how did you get married? I will tell that to you privately if you come and ask me. Otherwise, it will be the whole sermon in itself. You know, we all have a tendency to forget. We forget people's names, and sometimes we forget their faces. People have forgotten me many times, and I'm not surprised, and that doesn't shock me. It doesn't worry me that I am forgotten, because you have also been forgotten at some stage, isn't it? I remember one time I was walking in town, and someone came close to me and said, "You look the same like the person who was preaching at One Life." And I said to him, "Do you know him well?" He says, "I know him well. He is my friend. He's a very close friend." So I said to him, "What is his name?" He said, "His name is Peggy Zulu." He said, "You must come and meet him sometime, you know." And he said some beautiful words and said, "He is a lovely man. You have to meet him." So I said, "I would love to meet myself, you know." You must have seen his face after that. You know, when you said a person is a very close friend of mine. And I've been to places where somebody after the church service came to me and said, "Thank you for a lovely service. When I saw you standing in front there at first, I didn't like you. But now, I love you." But you know what? I love people who are honest. I love people who speak from their own heart. And I'm trusting that this morning you don't fall in love with me, but you fall in love with the Word of God. You fall in love with what God is wanting you to know and to understand. That you may forget my face, but don't forget what God is going to say to you and speak to you. And so I'm trusting that God is going to speak to each one of us. You know that we have a tendency of doubting God because we think he has forgotten us. Especially if there's something that has been spoken over your life and it takes long for it to be fulfilled. And then you think that it might not happen. And so you give up. You know, do you know that David waited for 15 years between the time of his anointing to become the king until he ascended to the throne? Abraham and Sarah waited for 25 years for their son Isaac to be born, between the time of the promise and the time of the fulfillment of the promise. Joseph had a dream that one day he was going to rule over his parent and his brothers, for which he was expelled from home. In fact, not expelled, you know, he was banned by his brothers, because they decided to sell him into slavery. But for 13 years, Joseph must have been wondering if my dream would ever been fulfilled. In fact, he must have even forgotten about it. You remember the story of Joseph, that he goes to prison for what he had not done. And when he is in prison, he gives an interpretation of a dream for two people who were there. One was the baker, and the other one was a cupbearer of the king. And it so happens that the interpretation of the dream was so accurate that when these two were released, it happened exactly as Joseph had said. But there was one word that he said to a cupbearer. He said, "Please, when you are out of here, please remember me. Say a good word to the king so that he will have grace and mercy on me." But what did happen? The cupbearer forgot him, didn't remember, until There was a time when the king had a dream, and then he remembered. Have you come across that? A situation where you've just been forgotten, or somebody didn't remember you, or somebody said something to you but didn't remember to carry it through. I've learned this one thing, that when people forget about me, it's not about me. It's actually about what God is doing either in me or in the situation. You see, if the situation or if the times are not right, it doesn't matter what you do as a human being, there will always be a delay. Because God's delays don't mean that he has forgotten. It means that the time might not be the right. And God, I love God because God works with timings. And it is not our timing. It is not our way. God has his own ways. I've had throngs of people coming to me, and they would say, if there's a lady, and say, I would love to get married, but there's just no one out there. And I would say to them, no, there is someone out there. If God has somebody for you. I remember there was one lady who came to me and said, there have been prophecies on me that I will get married. And those are dangerous prophecies, no? Because if it doesn't happen, hey, get frustrated, and then you grab anyone that passes by because you are trying to make it right. Now, let me say to you that if there's been a true prophecy over your life, it doesn't matter the time, because God is in control. Maybe you have been waiting and waiting and waiting, and many times we try to short circuit the process because we don't understand the times of God. Let me tell you, God is in control. Just because something has not happened, it does not mean that God is not in control. Because God remembers. He has not forgotten. Now, the word God remembers appears numerous times in the Bible. See, God does not remember the way we do. We remember because we have forgotten, or because something has just suddenly come into memory. In the Old Testament, there was a time when either a king or somebody in charge would take a book of memory, and then they would open that book and find out who did a good thing. And then as they read the names, they will remember that there was somebody who did a good deed, and they will reward that person. But unless that book was opened, nobody would remember. God does not remember in the same sense, because God does not forget. But whenever the Bible, God remembers, is used, it means that God is actioning it. And so God remembering means that God is putting it into pass. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work, and he will not forget your love. You know, there's a scripture in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. You know that God rewards what was done in secret, not what was done in public. If you have already received a thank you, it's probably gone. Some of you might think I'm preaching heresy. You know, there's a verse that there's no point of being rewarded for what has been given thanks to. But the little things that you do in private, where no one sees, where you are helping or giving. That's why the Bible says that what the right hand does must not be seen by the other hand. Because whatever you do in secret, there's a reward for it. So you don't need a thank you. I get worried when people say thank you to me. Not to say that I don't accept thank yous. I try every means to say, when you say thank you to me, I want to give it to God. Because when it comes to me, I have already received my reward. And so I want to encourage you that God does remember what you do. Your work has not been forgotten. Now, there are a couple of scriptures in the Bible that I'm just going to quote in passing. But before I do that, is there anybody that doesn't understand English? Is there anybody? Okay. I was going to be wondering how you understood what I was saying in English. Let me ask it in Zulu. Ukhona ongasazi kahle isiZulu, isiNgisi, ongafuna ukusizwa. Hayi, ananginkinga. Anginibingeleni ke ukuthi nibahle, ngiyanthanda niyezwa. Yes. Now, we are told in Genesis chapter 8 verse 1. It says God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, and sent a wind that caused the flood waters to recede. Now, if you read that, you think that God had forgotten them, that they were in Noah's ark. But no, he hadn't forgotten them. By saying that he remembered them, he was doing something. The Bible says, thereafter, God sent the wind and caused the flood waters to recede. God remembered Rachel. I love this scripture. Because Rachel had no children. And when the Bible says that God remembered Rachel, then she fell pregnant. So you can remember that immediately when God remembers something, there is an action. There is something that takes place. God remembers you. You know, I've read the Bible so many times. I've always wondered why, in the Old Testament, when they were living in a polygamous age, a woman who was loved by the husband seemed to have been starved with children. They were all barren. Most of them were barren, didn't have children. And I'm thinking, before I got married, I was thinking, how much should I love my wife? If I love my wife the way these Bible characters love their wives, will my wife bear me children? And then it just went by, I forgot about it, and then God gave me children, and I wasn't worried. But have you noticed that the women who were not loved by their husbands had plenty of children? And then the ones that didn't have children would get jealous. And then the Bible would say, God remembered her. As they cried to the Lord, God remembered. I'm glad that polygamy is no longer rampant, and that is not acceptable in the church. It seems like that's why I always oppose polygamy, because it seems like it's difficult to love two people the same way. You always pick up one. Okay, that's not for the ministry. I was just passing there. In Exodus 2, verse 24, it says, God heard the groaning of his people, Israel, who were enslaved in Egypt, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac and Jacob. It's incredible that God will always remember what he has promised. He will remember his covenant. And so if there is a covenant that you have made with God, or anything that God has promised you, he will remember. He will not forget. We don't serve a forgetting God, but we serve a God who understands our anguish. He understands our cries, and he is there for us. It says later, after Jesus' death and resurrection, an angel of the Lord appeared to Cornelius, a non-Jew, and told him God heard his prayer. And the Bible says, he remembered, this is God. God remembered the gifts that he had made to the poor. He remembered his prayers. Whatever you do to those that are far away from God, to those that are outcast, to those that are downtrodden, God will remember you. Nothing goes in vain. Whatever you say and whatever you do, God remembers. And then the Bible says that God sent an apostle, whose name was Peter, so that he can hear the gospel and hear it clearly. I love these scriptures. God remembers. Never forget that God remembers. He remembers everything that you do. He remembers everything that you say. And then later in John's revelation, there's a message that we are told that God remembered. God does not only remember the good deeds, which is incredible, but he also remembered the evil deeds. It says that God remembered the evil deeds of Babylon and pour out his wrath upon her. Now, when God remembers whatever the enemy has done to you, it means that God is revenging for you. It is an incredible thing that whenever God remembers, he does something. When he remembers the works of his people, he rewards them for the good, by doing a good thing. When he remembers the things that are done by your enemies, there's a revenge. It's coming. But let me tell you that when we serve God, when we love God, we don't pray for revenge. We don't do that. We pray for God's hand to come upon those people who are enemies. The primary reason why the Bible says pray for your enemies is so that they can come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see, if you have someone that you hate so much that you can't pray for, what will you do when they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ? When they come to church, you'll run away like the church of old when they saw Saul in church, who was called Peter. When they saw him in church, they said, "Here's our enemy." And they wanted to dash out. And God had to speak to them. No, he's been changed. So it's a hard thing to pray for our enemies. And there the Bible commands us to pray so that when they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you are now brothers and sisters. You link arms together. And so loving your enemy is not by accident. It's an intentional motive that we are commanded to do. And that's why I love people across political boundaries. I love everyone. I love even those that I hate what they say. You know, there's a difference between hating what the person says but loving them. I try to separate between the person and what they say. Because it doesn't mean that because you love the person, you love everything they say. Some of you love me, but you may not like what I say, and I will not hold it against you. Okay? And so in the Bible, it means that God remembers us. The Bible says that God remembered his covenant. In Psalm 25, David begs God to remember. He said, "Lord, your great mercy and love, remember me." This is a cry for help. He says, "Lord, rescue me. I'm in trouble." You know, do you know that you're allowed to cry to God and say, "God, remember me," and say, "God, rescue me"? And he is coming to God and say, "Lord, I know I'm in trouble." Psalm 25, verse 6 and 7. And King David, who cries out to the Lord's remembrance, and he's pleading for God's mercy. Same applies to Asaph. Asaph was a musician, or he was involved in the music. One time he came to God. The Bible says that he was a good man, and he prays for the nation. He says, "Remember the nation that you purchased long ago, the people of your inheritance, and deliver them." It is not wrong to pray for people to be delivered. It is not wrong to pray for your relatives to be saved. It is not wrong to pray for your beloved ones to be protected from the enemy. It is a good thing because God will remember your prayers. I love the prayers of the Old Testament saints that loved God. There was a woman that you probably know a lot, and she had a son by the name of Samuel. And she had a rival, and the rival was because they were married to the same man. And that woman used to cry before God. Even the priest got confused because he thought that she had taken too much wine. So he says, "Why are you drinking so much?" She says, No. I haven't taken any wine. I'm just crying to the Lord because I'm in anguish." And she says, "I've got no child." And my rival, umnakwethu, uyangihleka. My rival was laughing at her. And so she says, "Have mercy on me." I love the scripture because the Bible says that as she called upon God, God heard her cries and remembered her. And so whatever tears you are sowing, God will remember those tears. As you pray for people, pray for the beloved ones. It does not matter how long it takes for them to be saved. I prayed for a man that was so dear to me, and I almost gave up my prayers. For 20 years, he would not listen to me. He would not hear a thing. In fact, he would insult me. He would say, "Hey, you stupid pastors, you like telling lies about this Jesus Christ." And so I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and gave up on him, you know. You know, it's like you know, if you planted a seed and the seed takes too long to come up, you know, you'd give up. And so after 20 years, I met him one time. And this guy was so excited. He said, "Thank you for what you did to me." I said, "What have you done for you?" He said, "Thank you for praying for me." I didn't tell him I'd forgot. I'd given up, you know, praying for him. And then he says to me, "I'm now in the ministry." I said, "What?" He said, "I'm in the ministry. You must come and preach at my church." I had the privilege of going and preaching to a church of a man that had denied Jesus Christ for many years. Never give up. Never give up. Because God has not forgotten. Your relative that is so hard on you, God has not forgotten. You might be sitting here, you have a husband who does not want to have anything to do with God. God will remember your prayers. Never give up. Continue praying for that person because God loves them and he cares for them. Sorry for being animated. Psalm 106 verse 4 says, "Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them." He is asking for rescue, not just a kind thoughts, but it's a serious thought. And so God remembers. And so the first thing that I want to emphasize to you so that you can remember it in point form before I bring it to a close is that it is normal to feel like God has forgotten. It is a normal thing, especially during the times of trial. And when you are going through difficult situations, or maybe when you feel secluded, maybe you are on your own, it is normal, especially during the times of seasons of unanswered prayers, it is normal to feel that God has forgotten. We can see this in Psalm 10, verse 1. We can see it in Psalm 42, verse 8 and 9. Number two, God remembers his promise. Whatever God has promised you, it will come to pass. There were things that have been spoken over my life, like a prophecy. And, you know, they've all been fulfilled except one. And so it's a guarantee that, to me, it's a guarantee that I'm not here to die. I'm not ready to die because that promise is still coming. Most of them have been fulfilled. I've had a word spoken over my life, about 15 words that have been spoken over me. And some of them were ridiculous. And I said that would never happen. Do you know that I was prophesied that I would speak to multicultured people before I knew how to speak English? Yeah. I thought to me, you know, I finished my matric. And I was still stuttering, not because I was a stutter by birth, but because I was struggling with English. And so in my matric, you think that I was dumb, but I spoke Zulu well, you know. But I also thought that if you spoke English well, you know, you were a very clever person until I met a hobo one day on the road. And I realized that English is just a language, like Zulu language. But I learned English as I went along. I made a lot of mistakes. I still do make mistakes, but don't worry about them. Eh? That won't take you to heaven. So God will remember that he promised you something. Isn't that encouraging? That God will remember. And the third thing that we need to understand is that God remembers his people. Remember that you are a people of God. To those that have accepted Jesus Christ, you have become children of God, and there is no way God will forget you. That is encouraging, isn't it? And the Bible even uses imagery or image just to show us how truthful God is. He says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you." Isn't that an assurance? that even though my parents may forget, even though my relatives may forget me, but God will not forget me. I always try and use these words to my wife, because our children are married, and sometimes my wife feels that like she, you know, they've forgotten us, that we raised them, etc. So I say to my wife, but we raised them to be free. To, you know, they don't phone us anymore. And when they don't phone us, I'm happy, because it means, you know, all is going well, you know. When there's a phone ring, I'm thinking, hey, what's gone wrong now? But my wife is different, you know, because men are different from, you know, from women. You know that, eh? You know, when they don't call, because my wife has got, you know, this thing inside her. So she feels that there is like a separation now. Yeah, why they don't? I raised them well, you know. And now, how come they don't remember me? I said, don't worry. It means it's all well. Isn't it? But God has not forgotten us. The statements of remembrance are so plenty. The reason why God doesn't forget us is because he cares for you and me. And he is with you. And he will meet every need. Remember, I'm not saying every want. He will remember every need because he cares for you. The Bible says that God is our refuge, so we can go and hide in him. Count his blessings. And in Psalm 56 verse 8, it says that you have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? This is the old writer saying that your tears, your request, everything that you have brought to God, it's like it's in the record book. It's never been removed. God knows. Hey, unkulunkulu uyazazi inyembezi zakho. Hey, ukhala. Ukhala, ukhala, ubihlika. Kodwa Nkosi, unginyekeleni. It says that God knows those tears, and they are not forgotten. I must bring this to a close. I've got 1 minute. God remembers your works. It says in Hebrews 6 verse 10, ngokuba uNkulunkulu kasiye ongalungile ukuba akhohlwe umsebenzi wenu nothando enilibonakalisa ngakulo igama lakhe. Lokhu nibakhonzile abangcwele. Here it's referring to loving God's people. Do you know that it says God has not forgotten? I don't know how someone can hate the church. I say, I love Jesus Christ, but I hate the bride. Let me say, I love the bride of Christ. I love the bride of Christ even when they touch me on the wrong side. Even when they irritate me. Because there is no other way, that there is no other body that God is going to use except the bride of Christ. So as ugly as we can be, God still loves us. God loves us. And he cares for us. And he is here for us. God remembers the sins of his enemies, and he will punish them. This last point is this: God remembers not our iniquities. Hey, it's so good that there's something that God chooses not to remember. Do you know that the sins that you ever did before you became a child of God, when you are forgiven through Christ, the Bible says that God remembers those sins no more. Aibo! Even the person that you hated before, God says, I remember that no more. And so when Satan comes to you and says, you remember that thing that you did before you became a child of God? And God says, I remember it no more. And so I want you to do this, that when Satan comes to you and he tries to trick you, tries to rob you of the joy of the Lord, remind him that God remembers what I did no more in Jesus Christ. Because everything is hidden in Christ. It's a promise that has been given to us that through Jesus Christ we can have our sins removed and we can stand before the holy God robed in righteousness of God. That is the assurance that God wants to give you. That message of encouragement, I'm hoping that it rubs you all the time. That when you wake up in the morning, even when you feel exhausted, even you feel downhearted, that you can stand tall and say, Lord, thank you because you have chosen me and that you have made me unique. You see, the Bible says that God will be with you in and through difficult times that you might be going through right now. But God is still there. He hasn't forgotten you. That is the end of my message. I'm trust that when you leave this place, you will not forget that God loves you. He loves you irrespective. Doesn't matter your background and what you have been through. Thank you so much. May God give you the glory. May He encourage you. And may you grow in Him. Maybe as I talk to you, there are some things of the past which are hindering your future. And you want to bring them to God. And it's time to move on and serve the Lord. And as you serve God, God is faithful. God will equip you. You know that you don't start doing things for God when you are doing well. You start them as you learn. All that God is looking for is a willing heart. God is not looking for professionals. He's not looking for experts. But God is looking for a willing heart. So with a willing heart, you can start now to serve God. Go and ask your leader, what can I do? He mustn't ask you because God is looking for a willing heart. When you are asked, it may mean that you are being forced. Your hand is being pulled over and you will be doing it with a heavy heart. But God says, come out of the woodwork. God is wanting to use you. Maybe you've been rejected in the family. Maybe you've been looked down by people that you trust. Maybe you have been ignored, but God will never ignore you because He knows you and He loves you and He accepts you. You know, an old man can speak for the whole hour and he doesn't care how you feel and what you think. So I'm bringing this to a close while you are still smiling. MC, you can take over.